Aleph. Today we begin with Sechta Titus. Here we go. When do we mention the Gevura of Gishamim? What does that mean? It means it's referring to Mashiv HaRuach Umorat HaGesham, which is mentioning the Gevura, the mightiness of God, that He brings rain on the earth. When do we mention it? And the Bartanur explains that since our Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that we just came off of, it was talking about that on Chag, on Sukkot, the world is judged on the water, right? So therefore, our time over here is going to open up with the discussion of Me'emes HaMazkirin. When do we mention the water in davening? When do we mention in Shemona Esrei that we, you know, make this mention of Mashav Ruach or Morad HaGeshem, the mention of water? And since rain is one of the mightiness, one of the gevuros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk says, Osa gedolos vein cheker hanosin matar al pnei aretz, he puts water on the ground. That's why we call it gevura. Gevura means might. So we're coming off of Rosh Hashanah, where we discussed that on Sukkot, the world is judged on the water. And now we're going to discuss a little bit of when do we mention the mentioning of water in davening. When do we mention the Mashav Ruach or Morad HaGeshem that we say in Atta Gibar in Shemona Esrei? At what point of the year do we start saying it? Rabbi Yezer says, B'yom Tevarishon Shalachag, on the first day of Sukkot, that's when we start saying Mashav Ruach or Morad HaGeshem. But until then, we don't say it. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua says no. He argues, Miyom Tova Achron Shelachag, the last day of Sukkot, meaning on Shmini Atzeres, meaning they both feel that it should be somewhere around the Sukkot time, because that's when the world is judged on water. But Rabbi Eliezer says it's the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Shua says no, it's the last day of Sukkot. And Amar Lo, Rabbi Yehoshua. So Rabbi Shua responds to Rabbi Eliezer, how could you hold it's the first day of Sukkot? Right? The Bartanur explains that throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, of a kol shuas yimei chag loy, shegshamim liyimei sukkah simin klala, moshe la'eved, shebo limzo kosla rabo, v'shevach l'rabo kiton alpanav, klomer yi efshi b'shimu shach, right? So we all know the famous parable is brought down in Chazal, that on Sukkot, if it rains the first night of Sukkot, it's a siman klala, it's a bad sign. They bring a parable as if a servant is serving his master, and he brings him water, and the master spills the water in his face, right? He brings him wine, he brings him the water to dilute the wine, and he spills it all on his face. He shows that I don't want what you're serving me. And so too, when we go in the sukkah, if it rains, it's as if God is saying, get out of the sukkah, I don't need your mitzvahs. And it's a terrible, terrible sign. So Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, I don't understand. Why in the world would you start davening for water on the first day of Sukkot? What, you want to rain in our sukkah and make a siman klal, make a bad sign? So Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer responds, Afani, no, even I, Lo Amarti Lishol, I didn't say to ask for water, not a bakasha, not to ask for it, El Hazgir Mashav Ruach Morad HaGeshem, just to mention it, to mention the concept, because now we're entering Sukkot, and Sukkot is the time when the world is judged for rain, so let's mention the concept of it, the Gevura, the might of God that He makes rain, but not that we're asking for it, El Hazgir Mashav Ruach Morad HaGeshem Bo Naso, meaning it's its own, it's its time, so let's just mention it, not ask for it. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Shua responds, I don't understand, MK, and if so, the Olam Hei Masker, you should always mention it. Mention it all throughout all 365 days of the year, because it's always a time for rain. So he says, I don't understand what you're saying, that we're not asking, we're just mentioning it, but mentioning it could be any time of the year, not just on Sukkot. And this is the debate between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yezer. Rabbi Yeshua will say, don't say it until the last day of Sukkot, right, when we're done with our mitzvah of Sukkah, so that no simon kol could come upon us. And Rabbi Eliezer says that no, you can say even the first day, because since on Sukkot we're judged for water, and we're not asking for water, we're just mentioning the might of God that He brings water. Therefore, you can say even on the first day. There's a dispute between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and we paskin la halacha like Rabbi Yeshua that you would say on the last day of Sukkot, not on the first day of Sukkot. Okay, so that's it for Mishnah Aleph. Moving right along to Mishnah Beis. We don't ask for rain unless it's right before rain. So what does this mean? So, Hainu Ein Mazkirin Esek Shemim. There's two different explanations to understand this line in the Mishnah. One explanation is that it's coming off of the previous Mishnah. That we don't mention Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem only up until the eighth day of Sukkot, not the first day of Sukkot, because right after Sukkot is when the winter starts. So we'll ask for rain. We'll say Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem right before the winter. That's what it means. And Shalan Esek Shemim Ela Samach L'Geshavim. And this would follow Rabbi Yoshua's opinion in the previous Mishnah that we don't mention Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem on the first day of Sukkot, but rather on the last day of Sukkot. The other explanation is that no, we're not discussing Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem here, because we had said earlier that Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem is not a tefillah, it's not a request, it's just a mentioning of God's might. So the other explanation is that, whereas in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua argued, when you mention the mentioning of the gevura of the Geshamim, of Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem, of God's might with rain, here they're discussing something else. They're discussing the she'ela, the request, not the mentioning of might, but the request of the same talamatar. We know in Baruch Aleinu, we say the same talamatar. That the same talamatar is not just mentioning God's strength, but that's actually a request. So they'll agree that the request that we ask for rain in Baruch Aleinu when we say B'tein Talamatar is going to be either on the 3rd of Cheshvan or on the 7th of Cheshvan. And why these dates in this month? We'll see in Mishnah Gimel what the significance is. But it would be on the 3rd or on the 7th of Cheshvan that they'll both agree that you start saying B'tein Talamatar in Baruch Aleinu to ask for rain. Okay, next. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'ovir lefnei ateva, person who's going to daven for the Amid, b'yom tiva achron shel achag, on the last day of Sukkot. So ha'achron, right, we just said that you'll daven for rain, you'll say ma'ashav ruach mar geshem, as a mentioning of God's might, on the last day, not the first day, like Rabbi Yeshua. But when in the last day? Is it during Shachris, or is it during Musaf? So Rabbi Yehuda says that if you're going to daven for the Amid, ha'achron, the one that's davening Musaf, he's the one that Masker mentions Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem. Because now the Yentav is coming to an end. But Arishan, the one who's davening Shachris, of course, Eino Masker, he will not mention Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem. Okay. Next. B'yom Tev Arishan Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach. Arishan, the first one who's davening Shachris, Masker, he will mention on the first day of Pesach, B'yom Tev Arishan Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Arishan Masker, it's the other way around. The one who's davening Shachris will mention Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem, because now we're davening for the rain to come back. So we'll take the first prayer, the Shachris prayer, and daven for the rain that it should come back. And Ha'achron, the one who's davening Musaf, though, Eino Masker, he will not daven for rain, though. The Baal Musaf will not daven for rain. Okay. Ad Eimasai Shualam Asa Geshamim, and until when do we ask for rain? Meaning, now we're going to, till now we were discussing Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem. Now we're going to the same Talamatar, the asking, the She'ela, the request. Until when do we ask for rain? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ach Yavra Pesach. So until when do you say the same Talamatar in Baruch Aleinu? Until Pesach is over. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, no. Ad Sheiti Nisan, until the month of Nisan passes. Not just Pesach is over, but the whole month of Nisan that Pesach is in has to pass. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yored lechem geshem mora u'malkosh barishon, that the rain will come down, and barishon is the first month. So the whole first month, you're still asking for rain. And when the first month is over, until when do you ask for the rain? Until the whole month of Nisan is over. Once the whole month is over, then you can stop asking for rain. But until then, you still ask. So we're asking now, until when do you say V'stein tal umatar levracha in Baruch Aleinu would be a dispute. Rabbi Yehuda says up until Pesach is over, and Rabbi Meir will say that no, you say it for the whole month of Nisan, and the month is over, and then you stop saying V'stein tal umatar in Baruch Aleinu, and we'll hold it here for Mishnah base.